I have a gallon of milk in the fridge that's like over a month old, and it's like the milk is like separating. There's like a layer of water on the top, and there's like thick white shit on the bottom. I'm afraid to pour it out because I know it'll smell.
Are you just leaving it in there to see like what happens?
It's a little experiment.
The milk comes to life and takes over your house or something.
Episode 2 of the Perfectly Sane Show, here today with Tony Odette.
What's up?
Jeff Derrickson.
Hello, gentlemen.
And our little Persian prince has returned from New York.
Jar Jar Fozzie.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, you don't want to speak to our gentlemen listeners?
Nah, that's for Jeffrey. Jeff can take care of them.
Alright, so, well, at least as long as we service everybody.
So. Yeah.
Service. I'm not servicing anybody.
I'm staying out of that one, too. So. Let's just jump right into it. What have you guys been playing? Tony, what have you been looking at?
I started playing Bayonetta, which I am actually loving. I was not expecting to like it at all. I was expecting to play for like half an hour and then give up and send it back to Gamefly. But it's actually been a whole lot of fun. Like, I love the combat. The story is all over the place. But, I mean, playing the game itself is just so much fun that I've had a hard time putting it down.
It's really Japanese.
It's very Japanese. It's really like, hyper-sexual, too. Like, all the, like, spells and combos and stuff are all, like, Bayonetta getting into some weird pose and getting naked.
I was going to say, isn't there like a sexy button pose?
Or oh,
sexy,
yeah.
Sexy pose button?
Every Japanese console game has that.
Yeah, but in this one, she uses magic. Doesn't she like get naked and her hair starts like covering?
Right, like yeah. all of the spells and stuff are basically her hair like turning into monsters or like a really big foot or a fist or something. And of course, since all her clothes are made up of her hair, every time she does that, she's not wearing any clothes, so...
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I can see why it didn't sell very well. Like, besides having really, really bad release date timing, like, it was, like, the first week of January when everyone is playing all the games they got over the holidays. And then the style is, it's very Japanese. It's very out there. I can see why a lot of people would take a pass on it. But I'm kind of glad I played through it. I am a little ashamed that I didn't buy it because it is a really, really, really good game. And it's from the same developer that's making the Vanquish, which is coming out this fall. So I'm now excited for that. I was not before.
They made Mad World too, didn't they?
Yeah.
They make some odd, stylish type games.
Yeah, it's not so much about killing people so much as it's killing them in like the most interesting fashion possible. But I mean, it's a lot of fun. And I definitely recommend anybody to try the game.
Yeah, I haven't played the game yet, but I played the demo, and I enjoyed the demo too. Has it gotten repetitive at all, though?
You know what? You're always adding like new weapons and new combos, mm-hmm. and the enemies change, or they'll throw like a wrench into it. Like you won't be able. Like there's this thing called Witch Time, where if you dodge attack right before they hit you, it like freezes time. You can hit the enemies. Sometimes they'll throw you into a tough battle and then they'll take that away from you.
Oh, true.
So it'll make things like really super hard.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, all the bosses are different and they all throw like some really unique flavor into the mix. So.
Ooh.
I mean, I haven't found it to be repetitive. I suppose that given the fact that the game is all like combat, I mean, it's combat and cutscenes. There's no like exploration element. There's no like.
Yeah.
Puzzle solving, it's just combat, combat, combat. I mean, if you love the combat, you're going to love the game. If you don't love the combat, you're going to have to throw it away. But I really enjoy it. That's pretty much all I've been playing, too.
Foz, what have you been getting into?
Well, let's see. I really haven't been playing all that much, to be honest. I just moved down to Miami, and I just actually got certified to be a mold inspector. But, yeah.
Playing, like, the penicillin hunting game?
Yeah, right? It's pretty interesting.
Come on, he's got the best pickup line in history, right? Can I test your mold?
Ooh, this is going to cost you. One article clipping. But seriously, I decided to start playing Deadly Premonition. And that game is actually a lot of fun. It's totally over the top. It's just exactly as how Trevor Shawn like played it out. That the voice acting is god awful in the game.
That dude is so mentally fitting too.
Yeah, the dude is like mentally like just crazy out there, like just really weird. But I'm really enjoying the combat because like it's really freaky. It's probably one of the scarier games I've played. Really, the monsters move in a really odd fashion. They can like sneak up on you and everything. But one of the things I hate is that it took the Resident Evil approach, and you can't shoot while you're walking, which is
terrible. I detest that.
Yeah, I hate it.
But it's not surprising since it looks like a PS2 game, so it plays like Resident Evil 4.
Yeah, it's awful, but for some reason I keep going back to it. It's just one of those. It's like a car wreck. You can't help but notice it. Like it just it shouldn't even be that good, but you keep wanting to play it. So that's really all I've been playing so far.
Jeff, what have you been up to?
Really just Lara Croft, which we kind of talked about last week, but I did beat it. It was awesome. It was short. Like, did you beat it yet, Chris?
Nah, I'm like about halfway through.
So yeah, you got an idea of how long it's going to be. It's like maybe 5 hours, but
yeah.
But that's like, there's a lot of like full retail releases that are 5 or 6 hours, so it's fun. I can't wait to go through it again on co-op.
Yeah, and I like how you can kind of like, it takes that Resident Evil approach where you can go back into the game with all your upgrades and everything. Basically, like, play it as like a time challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all the little, there's like a bunch of little challenges in every level, which are like, God, if you're just going to sit there and try to get them all, then you could easily triple your time because like, some of them are impossible.
Yeah.
And some of, there's like optional little tombs that you could go in with some really kind of tough puzzles in some of them. So it's a good game.
So, I know you went to the movies once this week. So
Yeah.
let's talk a little bit about that.
I saw Piranha 3D based on yours and everyone else's recommendation. It was a good movie. I wasn't blown away by it as much as some people, but it had some nice tits and ass and some really creative and fun gore. That was like the highlight, I thought.
Yeah. It was way over the top, but they just don't make horror films like that anymore, really. So
if you want to call it horror, really.
No, yeah, it was almost a comedy. Like, I laughed through the entire film. So
yeah. I mean, to spoil one thing, when you see a fish eating a dick, you know it's not trying to scare you so much.
That was the worst use of
dude, movie. In Singapore, you have to pay $15 for that. Are you kidding me?
Honestly, though, I liked the 3D. I mean, I didn't like the 3D, but it didn't bother me at all. So.
At the beginning, did it bother you? Like, with the letters that were on the screen? My eyes were kind of bugging out a little bit then. But
oh, more so in Toy Story than this.
I didn't see Toy Story in 3D. This was actually my first 3D film, so I don't really see a need to pay the premium for the glasses. It didn't really add anything for me, but
it added to the cheese factor of it
yeah,
all. Like,
it was like, it's 1983 again.
Yes. And, you know, there was a few, like, cool effects. Like, do you remember the one with the girls getting cut in half, and there's like,
yeah,
what cut them in half, but it, like, flies across the screen?
Yeah, there was like a support beam from that, like, pontoon boat, and it, like, snapped off, and it just cut right through. And I don't know if you ever saw a Ghost Ship. But at the beginning,
and everyone just gets sliced
in half, and like that's what happens to this chick. It's hysterical too because she like kind of looks down, and, and then her body just slides off.
Yeah.
Oh god!
There was some good like jump scares that got me just because they're so goddamn loud in the theater, you know?
Yeah, I hate those type of movies, but you know, to each his own. I'm not really a scary movie fan.
It wasn't really scary, but I thought it was worth going to see. Like it was, I had a lot of fun at it. And,
gotcha.
I mean, it's not award worthy of anything. It was quite entertaining.
It was like a million times better than Cop Out, even though it's not the same genre.
You just don't really like Tracy Morgan all that much, do you?
Oh, I can't. I detest him.
Yeah. He is unusual. He's quite a character. I like him in 30 Rock. It's not too bad.
So, you watch Cop Out on like DVD or Blu-ray? Or?
I'm watching it on DVD. I actually got distracted by Twitter. That tells you how good it is. Like, I'm not done with it yet.
So, I saw it when it came out. I'm a big Kevin Smith fan. And he didn't write this film. I went to go see it. Cause, I mean, it looked funny on the trailers. But that's about all that it is. And then when you get there and they kind of stretch it out to over 90 minutes long, it was tedious.
The plot is like ludicrous and and like the tone is all over the place. It's like it's trying to be funny, but they're like blowing people away and like it's all cartoony, like the gangsters are cartoony, the whole.
Dude, don't let Brian hear you, because he really enjoyed this movie, I think. He was talking about that on Twitter. He said it's a good popcorn flick.
I respect people that enjoyed it, but it's just, I don't like it at all so far.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, you guys have read my film reviews. I don't give a lot of films, like, really low scores. This was, I think, the only one this year that I've given one star. And I love Kevin Smith. Like, he's awesome personality. I like most of his other films. This just did nothing for me.
Yeah, I mean, I hope everyone here loves Kevin Smith because he's awesome. You could feel some of his touches in the movie, like the turd jokes and Jason Lee's in it, but it's just...
Oh, Jason Lee's in it? That's awesome.
His directing has improved with every movie. I think his directing here is really good. It's just a bad movie.
Yeah, but fortunately for us, like this film did good enough that Warner Brothers is like giving him money to do two new films that he's writing. So,
nice. Oh, good.
Yeah. Wow.
Good for him, then. I take it back everything I said. Go see it. Buy it.
It's already made its money. We don't need to give him any more. But yeah, and speaking of Kevin Smith, if you listen to other podcasts, you should check out Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. Which just released its first episode. It's fucking hysterical.
Is it?
It's Jason Mewes and Smith just talking about like shit that's happened. Most of it's about Mewes' drug problems from the past. And
nice.
The fucking absurd shit that man did. Like there's this part where he's talking about, you know, if you ever watched Buffy, Harmony on that show, she was like one of Spike's girlfriends at one point. He evidently met up with her somewhere and invited her back to his hotel room. And, like, when she walked in, there were, like, cigarette burns all over, like, the bed because he like, kept passing out when he was taking dope. And he had these, like, Warhammer figures all over the place because he, like, would just go buy them and paint them in the hotel room.
Nice.
And then he just passed out and threw up on himself and she left. It's just insane, the stuff that he would do.
I have a buddy who's like a junkie, and they nod out. If you do heroin, you fall asleep, and you should see his TV remote, man. It's melted from all the fucking cigarettes. It looks like some piece of modern art or something. It's just like all nice. Fucked up.
Been up to anything else, Jeff?
No, not really. The little Halo. That's about it.
Halo 3?
In preparation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little Halo training. I suck still, but it's a fun game.
Okay.
I don't think any of us are great at Halo, but maybe Fozzie. Fozzie loves Halo.
Speak for yourself, sweetheart.
No, Fozzie's not that good. I played with him.
What are you talking about? I pwn you every time.
Yeah, but that's, you're
that's right.
You've got some skill at like Modern Warfare, but Halo, not so much. And Battlefield, dude, definitely not at all.
I'm better in Halo than anything else. I'm totally a Rambo type of character.
Like, that's why you're so good at Modern Warfare, I feel like. Like, that game lends itself better to that sort of playstyle.
It caters to me.
Whereas in Halo, you just get the shit beat out of you if you do that kind of stuff.
Shut it.
Yeah, like, playing as a team in Halo is really vital to survival in that game.
Yeah.
Much like Battlefield, so. Well, outside of what you guys have been playing, I played a little bit of those games as well, some more Lara Croft, and I jumped back into Dragon Age, but the game's almost a year old now, so.
Which version?
I'm playing on the PC.
Mm. So the good version.
Yeah, from...
The optimal version, we'll
say. What I've heard. I'm enjoying it, but it's going to take a long time from what I hear, so... But
it,
I also,
it took me a good 40 hours to get through. But yeah. That was on the 360, and I think that version is actually easier to play through.
Oh, really? Great. I'm like 17 hours in, so I guess I got about halfway to go.
You'll get there.
But outside of that, I downloaded Shank and Scott Pilgrim.
Shankaroonie.
Both released yesterday. They're okay, I guess. Shank has
them both?
I just downloaded the demos for them. And I don't think I'm going to be buying either one of them. Shank is it's a cool-looking game. Like, the visual style is great. It's like playing through like an American like anime-type game.
That's like the 2D one, like side-scroller, basically, right?
Yeah. It looks awesome, but just not... Maybe I'm just not a brawler-type fan.
Me neither.
But I can't see spending money on it.
I hear that Shank is kind of like Streets of Rage 2, and that gets me all excited in the pants, because I love freaking, I love me some Streets of Rage 2. The best part would be to be Axel, and just totally get behind Blaze and grope the shit out of her, because when you get behind someone, like, you grab them, so you totally just grab her tits in it. But if you grab like a
and that's
dude,
about all the action that Jar Jar Fozzie gets.
I'm pretty sure you can't do that in Shank either.
Dude, when I was like 8 or 9, that was it. That's all I had back in the day. So don't ruin it for me, okay? Appreciate you.
Alright.
Well, hey, does everyone have that game, Streets of Rage?
Yes. Yes and yes.
I'll play it with you sometime.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. It's online?
Yeah. Dude, you don't have it on Xbox?
They just released it a little while ago.
They did.
Ago.
Dear God. Dear God, I need to get that. Alright, continue.
And I played Scott Pilgrim. That game has a cool visual style as well. It's kind of a throwback to like the 8-bit era, although it looks far better than any 8-bit game I've ever played. But the controls are so slow. Oh my God, they're like moving around on that screen is like, he just doesn't move fast. Like, I got up to the final boss, I died there, and then it restarted me back at the beginning of the level, and I was like, nope, I don't feel like playing this again. I'm done.
Yes.
Dude, I hear that game is fucking hard as shit, dude.
Yeah, it's not, like, I think it's because he moves so fucking slow.
Does he?
But the music is cool in it, too. Like, I was kind of like, think if I could just like listen to the music, I would be all right.
Yeah, I'll pay $10 for this.
Yeah, I don't actually want to play the game, so
yeah.
Say maybe
just the music will do.
Yeah, I think the soundtrack might be out there, so if I could find that, I might pick that up because that was actually pretty cool.
You know how there's no like multiplayer in that game, or no online multiplayer?
Yeah, it's all local co-op. So
and the TV at my. TV at my work, they like interview the guys that made it, and they're like, yeah, we wanted to go really old school, so there's no online. Like, keep fucking idiots.
Yeah,
you're lazy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I heard it best by, I think it was a tweet that Sean put up on Twitter. It was basically like, the people that play these, that like feel nostalgic for these type of games and play them, they don't have, like, they're not 8 years old anymore. They don't have sleepovers. Like,
they're with their buddies. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
It's like, I mean, yeah, I play with my friends every once in a while, but, like, a game like this, it seems like it requires, like, 2, 3, or 4 people to play with you, and...
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking, it's hard, so...
That's a deal breaker for me right there, to be honest. Not to have the online co-op, especially for a game like you're saying like that, which is made for co-op. Stupid. Absolutely dumb.
It's funny, because I find myself, like when games were coming out, and they wouldn't feature split-screen support, I found myself kind of bitching about that. It's like, when my friends come over, like, I want to be able to play with them. But most of the time, I am just going to play online. But so I kind of want both, but it seems like nobody can get that right mixed in. Yeah, exactly. I'm just greedy.
No, so what you've got Gears of War and nothing.
Yeah.
Well, what I find interesting is, like, you know, you look at games like Mario Kart 64, where you have four-player split screens, and we were playing it back in, like, those 20-inch color TVs.
Now we have 20. I had a 13-inch TV split-screen Mario Kart on that.
Dude, like, our eyes were so trained because, like, we'd have, like, a 2x2 screen and be like, oh, fuck, yes, it's on. But now it's like we have these 70-inch LED, like, beautiful TVs now. And, like, you're lucky to get two-player split-screen. Like, split-screen is the devil, apparently, or something, because no one does it anymore. It's stupid. Like you're saying, like, I enjoy my online co-op, or online gaming in general, you know, but sometimes I do have some friends over. And, like, ODST would be a perfect four-player game, but it's only two-player split-screen. It's so stupid. It's like, just some of the logic that goes into some of these games just really pisses me off sometimes.
But I at least give Halo credit, because it's one of those rare games where you can do split screen and bring a guest online with you, which is, that's the most important thing to me, bringing a guest.
Absolutely. You can't do that in Modern Warfare or anything like that, which is dumb.
Yeah. You can bring three guests online in Halo.
Yeah.
You can, like, fill up all four slots there. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Other than that, I saw Centurion, which is Neil Marshall's next movie. He did The Descent and Doomsday. It releases tomorrow. It's available on PS3 as a pre-release. Yeah, that movie's not good.
No?
No.
Didn't Neil Marshall do Dog Soldiers?
He did. He did do Dog Soldiers as well.
I heard that movie.
It's basically, if you saw the King Arthur movie with Keira Knightley.
I like that movie, dude.
Yeah, I did not see that.
That's basically this film. What the fuck was that?
Somebody prying open their keyboard or something?
Sorry, yeah, that's my joke. I can't attach this power supply. I can't see the freaking outlet. Oh god, it's electric! Sorry.
Are you okay, boss?
Yeah, I got scared for a second. I thought it was a shock.
He's trying to plug in his girlfriend over there.
Damn mouth, dude.
He's trying to plug in the pump. so that he can set her up.
I swear, it's not fun, baby.
Alright.
So, I came out of nowhere.
You guys want to jump into some news?
Yeah, sure.
What do we got going on this week? You got any news for us, Tony?
Oh, I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's a video making its way around YouTube. It's a Halo 3 video, a tribute to Arrogant Prophet. So what this guy did, he's got this friend that he plays with all the time, and his friend is bad as shit at Halo. So he made this, like, greatest hits video and just, like, totally tools on his friend the whole time. And, like, gives out his gamer tag to the world and tells everybody to not play with this fucktard and all that.
That's awesome.
It's just, like, it brings me back to all those times where I had this friend I used to play. There were three of us who used to play NCAA co-op all the time. And two of us were really good. Like, my friend would play QB and I'd be the running back. And then this other guy would just pick some other position, and it didn't matter what it was, he would just fuck us up the whole time. Like, he'd be the fullback and run the wrong way and that kind of shit. It just brought me back to the dumbest shit teammate that we're all seem to have at some point all the time.
It's like sometimes
I usually am that guy.
we're gonna have some great nights together with Halo Reach.
Oh yeah.
Excited.
Like, if you've seen the video, this guy, like, he'll deploy, like, a bubble shield that'll end up, like, killing his teammate because he's shooting a rocket at the same time.
Awesome.
Sounds like a Napo move.
So I will link that video in the show notes.
Nice.
Everybody can participate. Anything else, Tony?
Oh, how about some NFL news? We'll talk about sports for a little while. You guys follow the Washington Redskins at all?
I know McNabb is their quarterback now.
No one watches your stupid Redskins. Get over it.
See, they're not my Redskins. I just happen to live in D.C. and I'm stuck with these terrible, terrible football players. But Albert Haynesworth was like sitting out like all of, like the pre-camp workouts and sat out like the first couple weeks of training camp because he couldn't pass the conditioning test.
Yeah.
He's like their huge like free agent signing from over a year ago. So he made like $18 million over the past 18 months. And he wasn't in good enough shape to pass. Like he had to run up and down the football field like three times, twice in a row. And he couldn't do it. So it took him weeks. And then he was sitting out of practice because, he had, something called, rhombomyolysis. And he was making this big deal out. Like he had this great, terrible disease. But it's a condition you get from not working out enough and not being in shape. So, I thought that was amazing.
He sounds like the best football player out there. I wish I could be him.
Right?
He made a huge deal. We got this great free agent. He's going to play well for us, and he hasn't done shit the whole time.
Well, the worst thing about it is he's such a cocky fuck about it, too, dude. So sick of him. He used to be on the Titans, and like he was. I don't know if you guys remember this, but he actually stepped on someone's face with his cleats on, dude. Like full on, completely, you know, intentional. Just stepped on this guy's like face, like just so much anger. Just an angry guy. And now he's just like he just literally just stomped it a couple times, like right in his face. Because he didn't have his helmet on, like his helmet came off, like from the play, and then while his helmet was off, the dude like straight up just went in and just gangster like beat the shit out of him, American History X style, dude.
I was gonna say.
He like tried to curb stomp him.
Yeah, basically like Gears of War style, like
just seeing Cole walk up to another dude and just like he's like stomping on his head.
Yeah, dude. So I mean, this guy. I hope y'all like cut him. I don't care if you have to pay him. Just cut him. So no other team. He's got so much baggage on him too. He's such a waste of space, dude.
That should be like automatic, like kicked out of the NFL. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he got severely punished. He got like half a season like cut, or maybe even the whole season. But it was a big deal. I mean, you don't do that to someone. That's just fucked up. I would sue him if I was the RD for sure.
Like that hockey player who had who pressed charges against the guy who hit him with the stick.
Oh,
well, I mean, but was
Donald
that intentional?
Brashear got hit in the head. Right? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Todd Bertuzzi swung his stick and bashed him in the back of the head.
Yeah, but see, yeah, again, like
it's the same thing. It's just blatantly attempting to injure the other person.
Yeah, you can't do that. I'd sue him. Seriously, that's fucked up, man.
Speaking of football news, I caught that Jeff Fiegels said Plaxico Burress stole his number. And evidently he worked out some sort of deal. Yeah, Plax is in jail.
Yeah.
Evidently, Fiegels wants his money that Plaxico Burress was supposed to pay him for his number 7.
Oh, no.
I guess the deal was that he would let Burris have number 17, and Burris would pay for like some renovations to the outside of his house. And it's like it has to be a slow news day if that makes it up on the wire.
Right.
So, yeah, but I caught that on Yahoo. It was ridiculous.
Wow, that's crazy.
Fozzie, you got any news going?
Nope. Sorry, man. I didn't know if I was going to be on here or not.
Damn you, Fuzz. Alright, so, I'll give you one, Boz. How about this? Alright, did you guys check see the trailer for a 007 Bloodstone? The one that came out today?
No.
No. Is that tied into a movie? Is there a movie coming out?
There is no movie. It is just a game. Like a random 007 game. Because the next movie is still on hold.
Is this the car game?
Yeah, it's not just a car game. It's like a quarter car game, and then the rest is like third person like action.
Kind of like there was one like that, wasn't there, on last gen? I know there was Agent Under Fire had a bunch of car missions, but I think wasn't there that right. one like from Russia with Love that was like a third person action game with maybe some car sequences? I don't know.
From Russia with Love was pretty fun. I know what you're talking about, where like there's a shower scene. Do you remember that part?
I never played From Russia with Love. I played the shit out of Agent Under Fire though for some reason.
Yeah, Agent Under Fire was pretty good too.
But I cannot get excited for a Bond game anymore. It's just it's done.
After the last one was just so boring. The last couple.
I like that they're using Daniel Craig in the in the screenshots. They're using his model for Bond.
Yeah, I know, right?
And in the GoldenEye remake too.
Yeah, that's right.
Completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the worst thing about the game is the timing. You know when they're releasing it? They're sticking it out there this November.
Yeah.
After Reach. After Medal of Honor. After Call of Duty. Like, it's going to flop terribly.
And after GoldenEye.
Right.
You already have a Bond game this year. Yeah, this is it's the Bizarre Creations game. I bet the driving sequences are fun. Not sure about the actual shooting part, so. Not that I'm playing.
They did a third person shooter though, didn't they?
The club? Is that what they
club, right.
Did? Yeah, I heard that was terrible.
It wasn't terrible, it was just stupid.
Okay.
I mean, it's like it was like an arcade shooter. It was like, did any of you play 50 Cent and Blood in His Hand?
I did. That
it's like
was
that.
Partly awesome.
It's like arcadey, you know.
Okay. Oh. I don't. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Why they would release that then, though?
It's they're destined to fail. So, Bizarre Creations, if you're listening, delay your game.
Yeah,
you don't need to like push it to do next any more work on it. Just put it out in February or something.
Put it out next June.
There's some
Alpha Protocol. It.
There you go. Why not?
Yeah, it worked for Alpha Protocol.
You saw that came out. So that worked out for him.
But I mean, this has like a recognizable license behind it, at least. Like, Alpha Protocol was doomed pretty much from the get go.
I traded that in today. I didn't feel bad about it.
Did you finish it?
No way. I finished I got about halfway through, and then I couldn't bear to put it in my Xbox again. I feel bad for my TV having to put up with those graphics.
I got a pair of movie news. One is that Piranha 3 just came out last Friday, and as of Monday, Piranha 4 was greenlit.
Oh God!
We will be getting it this time next year.
Will this one be in 4D?
they haven't said. But I don't think so. Piranha time.
Piranha of the future.
I just hope they bring back the flying fish from Piranha 2. That would be awesome.
I thought it didn't do so hot at the theater.
It didn't, but it made almost $11 million this weekend. Its budget was only $24 million, though. So it's going to make a profit.
including myself, when I went to go see it, there were 6 people in the theater.
Well, when I went opening night, we actually had half a theater full, which was surprising because the theater I go to is never full. But, it didn't do great. It ended up in 5th, but evidently it didn't need to do great. So, and I didn't realize that it was originally just going to be called Piranha 3, and then they added the D on because they did all the 3D work in post. So hopefully they'll just skip the 3D for next time and just give us extra amounts of boobs.
But you know what's surprising about that is because it looks like they made it for 3D. Like, there's so many things that pop at the screen and stuff. Like, it seemed like a good 3D movie. I don't know.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. Like, I was like, really? It wasn't terrible. Like, I still didn't see any added bonus to having it in 3D. I thought it would have worked almost just as well. You know, aside from the goofiness of, like, I'm in a 3D movie, and it's like, and it's a horror film, so. Yeah, but more Piranha next year. We went 28 years between the previous sequel. But we're only going to have to wait, like, 12 months for the next one.
Hollywood is officially out of ideas.
Yeah.
Without Christopher Nolan, Hollywood is fucked.
I still wish he was doing those Star Wars.
That would be badass.
By the way, Jeff, noon tomorrow. Just make sure you're at your door.
I gotta work, man. I'm sorry.
And the other piece of movie news I bought, this was from yesterday. Eli Roth is officially making Thanksgiving. I don't know if you guys saw Grindhouse in the theaters. They had these, like, fake trailers in between them, of which Machete, which is coming out soon, was one of them. Thanksgiving was Eli Roth's contribution to it, and it's about a giant, like, pilgrim that goes around killing people on Thanksgiving.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
And, yeah, they're turning that into a feature film, so I'm looking forward to that. God. It's going to be ridiculous.
I'm looking forward to Machete, too. Like, it looks fun.
Yeah. Machete is going to be a goofy, like, 70s exploitation film, which is all it has to be, so.
Let's just hope that Rob Zombie's movie doesn't get greenlit and they make, like, a Nazi hookers movie or whatever the fuck he had.
It's a Werewolf Women of the SS.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
It's like, I actually kind of, like, I like that trailer. I don't want him to make any more movies, though.
Ever. Anything. Sorry, I just don't like him, man. After he touched Halloween, that guy's dead to me.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Jeff, I think you got one piece of TV news.
Yeah, there's a show coming out on AMC called Walking Dead, which looks kind of like 28 Days Later, or, yeah. Like, it looks like every zombie movie ever, but it's a TV show. And the creator is Frank Darabont, the director of Shawshank, and pretty much every Stephen King movie since then. And the producer is some chick that worked on, or I don't know if it's a chick or not, the person's name is Gail. That did, like, Aliens and Terminator and stuff. And it's like a 4-minute trailer that they showed off. The show premieres on Halloween, and it looks really good. I mean, AMC is pretty much, I think, the king of cable right now, so I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, did you read any of the graphic novels?
Nah, no.
They're really good. They're all in black and white, but they're excellent reads. And the story's pretty cool, so I'm interested to see how they work this out. It looks brutal, though, man. Like, there's a lot of gore in that trailer. So, just gonna take a quick break while Tony and Fozzie fight out a.
did we do Jeff's news?
That's it.
We just did it.
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention.
Did you have anything to add on to it?
No, I can't wait to see it. I need more beer, so yes, break time is good. Break. We'll be right back.
game Keith here.
Keith here, Resistance.
Lots of games coming out shortly. I guess starting Tuesday with Metroid.
It doesn't count, but yeah.
did anybody have Metroid on their list?
Metroid. No. Metroid was the out of the. I put up a couple posts asking for people to tell us what they were looking for. Metroid was the second most anticipated game.
Freaking wow. Wii fanboys! What the hell? I just give up on that damn console already. I have not beaten one game, not even Galaxy 2.
That's because you can't.
That's right. It's too hard for you.
That's what she said.
So are none of you looking forward to Metroid at all?
I'm buying it, but it's like...
I'll rent it.
I have too many other games to buy.
Right?
I'm not that sold on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm getting it too, Jeff, but I don't know what to expect. I haven't really liked the Metroid games since Super Metroid, so... I wasn't a big fan of the Prime games, so...
I dug those games, especially Metroid Prime 1. That was like one of my favorite GameCube games. And I'm sure I'll enjoy this one, but it's just... I mean, Metroid is never a real contender. I mean, I think at our store we have 13 pre-orders on it. I mean,
wow.
That includes two employees.
Wow.
Well, the number one game, obviously, was Reach, though. So. That pulled in a whopping 9 votes.
I'm with them.
Yeah.
I put in my pre-order for the Halo Reach limited edition console today. I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's going to be sweet.
Yeah, the controllers are nice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you got to play around with the controllers yet, Jeff? Or?
No, I've seen them. It just looks like metallic, and there's like a little line going across it. But if you've seen the Tron controllers, those are the ones to wait for. Those look so cool.
What?
It's just like a blue line that goes through it, like lights up.
Nice.
But it's wired, so fuck it.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, who needs a wired controller?
So Tony, what's your least anticipated game on your list?
Least anticipated?
Yeah. Do the opposite way here.
I'm given a kind of a sideways look to Enslaved.
Okay.
I don't know how much you guys know about Enslaved, but it's like this it's really like I don't know, big muscular dude who's like somehow implanted with some sort of control by this like I don't know, overlord or whatever. And this woman, frees him, but puts him under her control, and they're like trying to escape from like being enslaved or whatever. It looks a lot like it has some sort of, like Prince of Persia-esque platforming and some interesting combat. So I'm interested to see what's there. It's not at the top of my list. I'm pretty sure I would end up getting this game in the spring if I end up getting it at all, because there are just so many other games that I want. But it definitely piqued my interest.
That is a... Nobody else mentioned Enslaved at all, so...
Oh, God. Thank you.
It's your age.
Who the fuck would even mention that? Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're on a show with them.
Thank you.
Right. Sorry, what was your news info for this week, Fozzy? Oh, that's right, you forgot.
Your mother. She's been at my house every day this whole week. Congratulations. There's some news for you, buddy.
Alright, Foz, what do you got?
For my number 5, I have Fallout 3 New Vegas. And it's not really my most anticipated, because I thought that Fallout 3, the first one, was a joke. I had very high expectations for it, but...
You thought it was a joke?
I didn't like it. You better
get some flame shields up, buddy.
No, dude, it held my interest for about 2 hours, but...
Oh my God.
I don't like the post-nuclear atmosphere whatsoever.
What?
Yeah, dude, it's just...
I liked it more than Oblivion.
Really? See, I like Oblivion more, because Oblivion just feels more vibrant. That game was just dead, like, all you do is you just walk around, you see the same shitty dirt path, same shitty walk, same shitty road.
You didn't get very far.
I beat the game. What are you talking about?
You got some block friend list in your future, buddy.
We're not playing Reach with you.
Oh. Jar Jar Persian's very upset. But,
There's a weepy in that game.
It's like, I just, when I thought I was going to get it, I thought I was going to play it like 5 or 6 times through. I thought it would hold my interest like Mass Effect 1 did, but seriously, like, after that first time playing it, I had no reason to play it ever again. It just, I did not enjoy it all that much. I thought it was a good, I thought it was very well done. I thought it was pretty fun, but it's just, it wasn't what I thought it would be. So, what I'm thinking with New Vegas is that because it is the Las Vegas atmosphere, that there'll actually be more change up in the atmosphere and whatnot location-wise. So this could be the game that I've been looking for or that I thought Fallout 3 would be. But in terms of Fallout 3, I can give less of a shit about that game.
The thing that worries me about New Vegas is that the best moment in Fallout 3 was when you first exited
the vault,
and like the sun was shining down, and then the world like opened before you. And I'm not sure that you can have that moment again in the Fallout game.
Yeah, you can, because they did that for Oblivion too. Like
they did, but it's like you're looking out over like the same. It's not like the same exact terrain, but like the same situation.
They're gonna kind of do it with Vegas because it starts off with you getting buried alive. And then you dig yourself out of your grave, and then you're going to see the world or whatever.
Which is cool, but I feel like it's going to be a little more contrived. Almost like they're trying to recreate the same moment over again, but in a different way.
Could be. I'm not sure.
I mean, I guess we're going to have to see how that narrative plays out, because it made sense in Fallout 3. And
it's also Obsidian, so it's like, you have to be a little iffy about it, but...
I will say this, Obsidian works with certain publishers better than others. Like, Sega, as far as publishers goes, is really awful, which I feel like is one of the reasons why Alpha Protocol was so bad. But they've done some good work in the past with some of the other publishers, and I feel like the fact that this is with Bethesda will might improve things just a little bit so that it won't come out as such a crapshoot.
I hope so.
And they do really good work with other people's properties, too, so...
Right. Coder 2.
They did Neverwinter Nights, too, right. I think. Mm-hmm. These are the guys... Their primary team are the guys that, like, created the original Baldur's Gate.
The original Fallout.
The original Black Fallout. Isle. Like, they're all Black Isle, so it's like... They know how to make good games, it's just... It's like they got to be pushed to do it. Maybe Sega just didn't give them, didn't push them hard enough.
Well, if you look at Sega, they've published some of the worst games of this generation, like Golden Axe. You can go through the list of like licensed properties that they've thrown out there that have just been utter crap.
Oh, they did the Iron Man games too, didn't they?
They did both of them.
Yeah. So, all right, Jeff.
Conduit. They did Conduit.
Oh, it great.
Do that. Yeah. So, Jeff, what's on your list?
My least most anticipated game is the same as Fozzie's, the one we've been talking about. And I kind of feel the same way. Like, I liked the first, or Fallout 3, but I'm excited to see this just because anything set in Vegas is an instant, like, it appeals to me. So, that's about all I got to add to it.
All right, my number 5, I guess, here, if you want to go by that, is Castlevania Lord of Shadows. It's the 3D Castlevania game done kind of with Kojima Studios. I don't know. It's looks like it could be a lot of fun, and I enjoy the Castlevania like storyline type thing, but Dracula, all that. It could also be a complete clusterfuck. So,
It looks promising, yeah, actually. I mean, it looks like kind of like God of War-ish, but more horror-oriented, so I'm interested to check it out. I won't buy it, because that's not my type of game, but I hope it does well.
Yeah. So, Tony, what's next on your list?
Well, without throwing some really obvious ones out there, Sims 3 looks really great to me. They've never been on a console before, and since I gave up PC gaming like 5 years ago, it's been a long time since I played a Sims game. And I'm really interested to get a little family of people and ruin their lives. So,
you're ruining my life. You can count that one.
Seriously, Sims 3? That was the one I thought no one would have on the list, because it's on mine too as number 4. So just throw it in there.
Nice.
I played the first Sims game a long time ago, and it's amusing to see what these people do, because I mean they have like artificial intelligences of their own, and like you can do stuff to them, but in the end it's them acting out their lives how they see fit. And you've seen some people do some really weird crap with these Sims games. Like there was one guy I saw. He made this father and his daughter, like a homeless couple, like homeless in like this, like disheveled area, and like saw them act out their lives in a, oh yeah, he like deleted their house and like made sure that they didn't have any income and just saw what they did, and they acted out like real homeless people. It was really, really hilarious.
Nice.
So I'm excited to see that on a console. Because I haven't played it in a long time, and it's time to go back.
Kind of throw in a little piece real quick here. I'm getting it on console too on Xbox, because I don't think my PC would run it, and I love Sims 2. It's like endlessly addicting and amusing. And I can tell you a little story about my Sims, like the first character I played through with. I had a wife, and I had a girlfriend on the side, but the girlfriend moved in. And finally, I mean, the wife and the girlfriend had differing schedules, so they never ran into each other. And finally they ran into each other in the kitchen, and the girlfriend killed my wife. And then my wife haunted us as a ghost, and every time she caught my girlfriend alone, she would scare the shit out of my girlfriend.
It's messed up.
So Sims is awesome, I can't wait.
You would.
I'm all for it.
Paranormal infidelity simulator.
The hauntings like the are game, hilarious. When people
the game
die,
did
and
that
they like,
own, you know,
that's awesome.
That's just that you have control. Like you have this like God point of view, and you can do all this shit to your people. But in the end, like there's so many other things going on. It takes on a life of its own. So much fun.
All right, Fozzie, what do you got?
FIFA.
Shut up.
Lots of it. Yeah, dude. I'm actually buying a couple Xboxes just for the sole fact that my friends will start playing with me. I'm actually buying off freaking Napa's stupid Xbox so I can convince these bastards finally to start playing some online gaming. And unfortunately, they're all freaking, like, soccer heads, so the only game they'll really play at the moment is FIFA, and they'll play some Wii games, but they're not, like, hardcore or anything at all, so hopefully, like, if I get them this Xbox, they'll get FIFA and we can play online. So that's what I'm hoping for. And that's probably why I'm excited for
I'll be picking up FIFA, too, so we'll be playing some...
Oh, dude, 11-on-11, get FIFA. Excited.
Yeah.
We're just going to be the goalie and just stay at midfield 24-7. Ruin your whole life. Get excited.
Just hope they don't do a little flip over, like a little chip shot. Yeah.
Oh, they won't. Papa Fozzie will slide tackle their ass and get a red card for a goalie.
That's great. I'm going to skip some of the more, you know...
obvious?
Yeah, obvious ones. That's the word I was looking for. More obvious ones. And throw some other ones out there that maybe you guys weren't thinking of. So, God of War, Ghost of Sparta, the PSP game is coming out. Kind of looking forward to that. I enjoyed Chains of Olympus quite a bit. That's probably my second favorite God of War game behind God of War 2. So, I really liked it. And the way it was set up for that game, the way Ready at Dawn did it, was the game was perfect for, like, you play it for 5-10 minutes, and then you can just, you know, shut your PSP down and, you know, go about doing whatever, and then you come back and open it up. Like, it was just perfectly made for a portable device.
And they're doing Ghost of Sparta?
Yeah, and they're doing Ghost of Sparta, too, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. I liked God of War 3, but I don't know, parts of it just seemed a little overblown, so maybe Ghost of Sparta will kind of get me back into that God of War kind of feeling. So, all right, Tony, what do you got next?
I got to throw out Donkey Kong Country Returns. Ooh. Throw a Wii game onto the list.
Don't you dare.
You know, I really like the previous Donkey Kong games. It's been a long time. What is it, 2001, since there's been a last one? And, yeah, I think it's been that long.
Jungle Beat, huh?
Oh, did I miss Jungle Beat?
Oh, that's excellent. Fucking Jungle Beat, dude. Are you joking me? That game was great when you're high, man. All you do is just play bongos and just get naked and just pretend you're Matthew McConaughey and just bongo it up nonstop.
You gotta play with the bongos. That game
what
was
the
so
fuck fun. Are you talking about, Fozzie?
Oh, did I take that a little far? Matthew McConaughey's my hero. I'm sorry. What the
I agree with
and you're picturing him naked? I mean, what's going on here?
Oh, dude, I didn't picture him naked. He got arrested for being naked playing the bongos nude while smoking the Chiva. So, yeah, recreate it, except with Donkey Kong.
Hell yeah. That game was really fun.
Jeff knows what I'm talking about, so don't worry about
it. It's actually the developer that went on to do Mario Galaxy, so check it out.
Boom.
Hey, we need to go back to that one. But the new one looks great. I mean, it doesn't look like it plays any differently from the older ones.
Is it anything like Donkey Kong Jr.?
See, it looks exactly the same as any other Donkey Kong Country game you've ever played. Which I suppose is both good and bad.
Dude, the Donkey Kong games actually hold up surprisingly well, though. If you go back and play them, they still look good, like, for even, like, a Wii Virtual Console.
Oh, absolutely. And the new one, the art on that Retro Studios is doing with it is beautiful, man.
Yeah. Yep. So.
I got it pre-ordered. It's not on my list, but I'm getting it.
So I hope to get it. I hope to fit it in somehow. With all these other games, it's going to be hard.
That's what she said.
I want it.
All right, Fozzie, what do you got?
For my number three, I have... Let's see. I have my notes. Medal of Honor.
Alright.
It was kind of a toss up between that and Call of Duty, but you know, I've played a lot of duties in my life, and Medal of Honor was actually the first like.
With your duty, Fozzie.
Quit playing with your dinghy. No, but Medal of Honor was one of the first Medal of Honor. What was it? Underground, maybe.
Frontlines, maybe.
Yeah, but like one of the first ones on the PS1. That was one of the first shooters
Underground,
I ever played.
I think Underground was the sequel to the original Medal of Honor. So
okay. Yeah, I think that's the one that I played, and that one was a lot of fun. So it's kind of exciting to see Medal of Honor like gain this whole little remake and everything. So again, these first besides FIFA, I'm not even sure if I'm gonna get Fallout or Medal of Honor, but they're my most anticipated just to see how well they do in terms of sales and what people review them at. So hopefully I have high hopes for it, and maybe I'll even get it because I'll probably need at least one realistic shooter when I'm playing Halo as well. So
if you do get it, are you going to get it on PS3 for Medal of Honor Frontlines?
See, that's a toughie.
Right?
Or is that what we're doing? Is we're getting it for the PS3? Do I need to change my pre-order?
Well, Tony got a PS3, not getting it. But Trucker Sean is being a Gila douche, and he's going to get it for Xbox. So now it's like, you know, I don't want to split up the bloggers and everything. You know, I hate that. So I hope that everyone can try and get it for one console. And even though I'd rather it be Xbox, you know, if it's going to be PS3, so be it. I'll get it for PS3 as well.
I pre-ordered it today for the PS3, so you better hop on that.
No one cares about you.
I don't know. I I have a pre-order for the 360 right now, and it's like, I know I could get Frontline with it if I go PS3, but I don't really like playing first-person shooters on the PS3. I prefer my 360 exactly. controller.
Yep. Yeah, well, here was the deciding factors for me. I played the beta. I wasn't a huge fan of the controls on the 360. So I don't really think I'm going to end up playing the multiplayer a whole lot. And after Reach and Call of Duty, I just don't see myself really getting into it. And then you throw a Frontline in there for getting it on the PS3, and it's kind of hard for me to say I want to get this on the 360.
But what if they release Frontline as like a $10 download on 360, which you know they're going to do?
Eh, I'm still not sold.
I think I'd rather just get Frontline, to be honest. Give me Frontline again. I'm good.
Right. Mm.
I think I'm leaning towards just putting it on my Gamefly queue.
Playing, that's what I would do.
Playing it that way. Because Battlefield Bad Company 2 Vietnam comes out in like November, December.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think I might have more fun playing that than Medal of Honor.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe that's what I'll do.
I wish them the best, though. I hope they, you know, revive that franchise, do a good job.
It would be great, because Call of Duty really needs a competitor. Like, they need somebody to force them to better online service, that kind of thing. It's just, they need something, there needs to be an alternative.
I don't think they're going to be able to compete numbers-wise, but all the gamers like us that have been there since the beginning, and we know the Medal of Honor franchise, I mean, we know how much, I mean, they were the first franchise to bring the D-Day, like, aspect out there, and then everyone basically copied them.
Well, the guys who created Medal of Honor were the same guys who created Call of Duty. Like, it just goes back.
But still, I don't think that it's going to be able to, all these frat gamers, they're already so into the Call of Duty that it might be too little too late for Medal of Honor to try catching up to them, but, I mean, they might still get a fair piece of the first-person shooter pie out there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
Yeah,
it's already flooded as it is.
Plus, it's like, I think Medal of Honor is going with a little more realistic and a less gamey approach, and, you know, I don't think, like you said, the frat gamers are going to jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Medal of Honor, had some interest from the people who responded to the question. Like there, it was up there where multiple people said they were going to get Medal of Honor. So hopefully it's good.
You never know. Did you guys play Airborne?
I did.
Yeah, demo.
Yeah, I
see,
did.
I played through the whole game. It was not good. Like it was.
You didn't like it?
No, I didn't.
Is that the one on the Wii?
No, it was on the 360.
It was on there.
Dude, I thought it was pretty cool how you can decide like where you're going to jump out of and how you're going to start the mission.
That was
you get
neat.
To a point where you're fighting like Nazi super soldiers and that kind of thing. It got all weird, and I think it really killed the realism. Like there were guys that would take like 100 bullets to kill and that kind of thing. And I just think they went too far with it. And then some of the level design was just awkward. I mean, you could land anywhere. But some of the places you'd land would be really awkward, or you'd immediately die. And some of the respawn issues were really weird, so. I don't know. It wasn't as good as any of the Call of Duty games I've played, so. I'm hoping the next one improves a lot over the previous Medal of Honor. I'm holding out hope.
Alright, Jeff, what do you got?
Number 3 is Dead Rising 2. It's got nothing but bad press. People are saying it's buggy, frame rate issues. But for me, like Dead Rising 1, that was the game that got me to buy an Xbox. And I didn't regret it. I love that game still. And my main worry, though, is that there's no camera shit in this one, which was one of the... For the first one, that was one of the things I loved about it, was the camera. Like, taking pictures.
Yeah, I didn't the first game, but I did like taking out, like, trying to like capture, like, as many zombies in there and as much carnage as you could, so like, you see the points pop up. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, like points for different things. It'd be like gory, sexy. I'm like, this is. I fucked with the camera constantly, so I'm like, how are they gonna fill that up? To me, just making weapons isn't enough. but I'm still on board. I can't wait to play it. I've had it reserved since last August.
Wow.
Because it was supposed to come out last August. And it's kind of really disappointing that it still has so many technical issues, but I don't care. They could give it a 2 out of 10. I'm buying it. I mean, I like the zombie picks.
Are you going to get K-Zero? I think that releases very shortly, so...
No.
No.
I'll just get the game.
Got ya. Alright, well, next up on my list here is Epic Mickey.
Damn you, Mickey. You ruined my whole big reveal at the end, okay.
Sorry, dude. Alright, I'll pick something new then.
We'll just pretend that didn't happen.
No, let's talk about it. Let's go into it.
I am not the biggest... I love Disney. I love their movies. I'm not the biggest Mickey Mouse fan, but this game looks awesome.
Hell yeah.
I'm just worried. I'm not a big fan of playing shit on the Wii. So I'm hoping that they can get the control scheme down and like just get it so that it's fun and playable and it's a like fun platformer.
Well, yeah, I played it at E3 and the controls are actually really good. It's one of those rare games that's actually suited for the Wii because you just use the Wii remote as your wand and that basically just takes care of everything. So it works pretty well for it.
Honestly, if it was on 360, I'd get on 360. But I mean, the cutscenes, like the Arcturus cutscenes, is so good. I like the little there's like side scrolling levels. Mean like when you're traveling places, you have to do a little side scrolling level. Not to butt in on your pick here, Chris, but this is my number one.
Go ahead.
Lay it out.
And the thing I like about it most is it's like the levels are based on old and forgotten Disney characters and attractions. So like I fully expect a Mr. Toad's Wild Ride level in there.
That would be awesome.
That would be amazing.
And I mean it has one of the most storied developers behind it. So I'm hoping this is really really good.
I have faith in it. Even if it's bad, to me, it's so cool to see like a Mickey platforming game that's been given, like you said, a big time developer to do it.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't gotten like a. Do you remember back when it was like the Genesis and Super Nintendo days, when like the Disney like platformers were just awesome.
Yeah. Capcom used to do them back in the day, right? Yeah. They were always really good.
Really good ones there. So, kind of looking forward to this, hoping that's kind of like maybe a return to form. So, because otherwise, the only thing you get Disney-wise is like with Kingdom Hearts.
Which sucks. I'm sorry. That shit's fucking... I love Disney, man. You guys know me. I'm a huge Disney freak. Mostly the theme parks. That's why I like this even more, because I'm expecting theme park shit in there.
I like Kingdom Hearts, but I could see where somebody might not. So,
no. Yeah.
All right, Tony, what's up?
All right, we're on what, number two?
Sure.
Number three.
Two.
Let's go with Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Okay.
I actually like the first Assassin's Creed game, which puts me in the minority. I really like bought into the environment, and when the second one came out last year, I was so excited and. I loved that game, and to come back to Ezio and Rome and all that that environment, I'm really excited for that one. And to throw some multiplayer in there too, some multiplayer that's not a first person shooter or a shooter of any kind could really spice things up. And I'm really excited to see how that turns out. Plus, the campaign is like 16 hours long, so I mean you're getting a full game anyway. So.
Yeah,
more Assassin's Creed is good.
The only part I'm worried about is that multiplayer. Like, but with the full single player campaign, you don't even really have to touch the multiplayer, and you still get your money's worth out of that game. So,
did you see, Chris? Though that like game trailers gave their multiplayer like best multiplayer of E3. So,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I'll give it a shot. I am going to pick up the game, and I'll definitely give it a go, but I don't know if that's the type of multiplayer I want to play. So.
If you want to try out the multiplayer early, guys, reserve it for PS3. You can try it out in September, and then just switch your pre-order to Xbox, because Xbox is better.
Yeah, if I was going to play I would play it on the 360.
Yeah. I may do that.
Do it.
Alright, Fozzie, what do you got?
For my number two, I have GT5.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
would you like to say something about it, Fozzie?
Well, just because I'm actually kind of a big racing fan. And this is the first GT actually to come out since the last generation. And
it's the first GT to come out since the Forza series was introduced.
Yeah, I know, right?
And three Forza games since GT4.
Wow.
And yeah, it's funny because like there's actually been a lot of competition that has risen since GT4 has come out. You look at like Project Gotham Racing, Forza, there's a couple other big ones too out there. So I mean, you know, they have to compete, so I'm going to be intrigued to see all the new features and everything that's going to come out with it. I know that Beesball is really excited for it, and I watch Top Gear a lot, and they're going to have the Top Gear track in there, which is going to be awesome. So I'm definitely looking forward to that, and I don't know, we'll see how it comes out, but hopefully they deliver on it. Hopefully they'll have over 1,000 cars, which would be ridiculous. I'll spend like 3 years just trying to get all that. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely get my money's worth, hopefully.
Can you get the collectors?
Nah, probably just the regular one.
You don't want your toy car?
Toy car? There's way too many games for me to even worry about collector editions. I don't have a money tree right now, so I'm broke as it is.
GT5 was surprisingly the third most anticipated game from like this little survey that got thrown out there. Because as you said, Bees said he wants to get it. Walt.
Snack
Pack. Yeah, Snack Pack was all over that. And so was Sean from it's like the podcast crew was like all over GT5.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to pick it up. I'm really looking forward to it. So.
Nice. You boys have fun.
Well, I mean, I picked up Forza 3 last year, and I am still trying to work my way through that, so I'm hoping to finish that before GT5 comes out, so then I can just move on to that.
Yeah, I hear that.
Alright, what do you got, Jeff?
My number 2 got bumped to number 1 now, because number 1 was going to be Epic Mickey, 2 got bumped to 1, and now my 2 is going to be Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. Fuck
yeah,
GT.
That game's going to be... You know what? I might even cancel my GT and go with that one too, dude. I can't wait.
Criterion doing a Need for Speed throwback to Hot Pursuit. That's like...
What it reminds me of is Hot Pursuit 2 and just the nostalgia that I have playing that game from back in the day.
God, I love that game. That game was so good.
Mm-hmm.
What more needs to be said? Have you guys seen the trailer for it?
I did. It was pretty cool.
It's like you could go through your career online or offline, and you could be a cop or a racer the whole time, and it looks fucking fun, man.
Yeah, it does.
And it's Criterion, dude. Burnout, best racing game out there. So
I love being the cop. It's fun, dude. Like, and just it's intense. Like when you play with our friends in the room, I think it's a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, I hope a lot of people get that and we play the shit out of that.
Oh, hell yeah.
In between Halo and Call of Duty.
It seems like it might be the first good Need for Speed in a long time, so.
Yeah. Since Hot Pursuit 2, pretty much.
Yes, I'll be getting that one. I know there's a few other people that'll be picking that game up, so. Alright, my number 2 is it's actually a 3-pack of games to the Sly Cooper collection on PS3.
Nice.
I'm gonna say it here. That's more of like a trophy whore type thing. So all three of those games are gonna have full trophies. just like the God of War collection did.
Jesus, that's ridiculous.
So there's going to be like 120 trophies out of that pack.
I think Nate would just wet himself, dude.
Oh, not for trophies. If it was gamer score, I'd be all over it. But.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Fuck trophies.
So, but games are really good too, though. They're great, like platforming games. So I'm really looking forward to that, playing them in HD.
See, now I never played them, but I love platforming, so I should buy it, right?
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be $40, Jeff. So did you ever play like a Ratchet game?
Yes, I dig those games. I only played Tools of Destruction. But
it's not as combat focused as Ratchet, but you know, it's kind of like that puzzle platforming type setup with some combat. So, but he's a thief, so there's like a stealth element to it too. It's pretty cool.
But it's not Splinter Cell stealth.
You're playing as like a cel-shaded cartoon character. No,
it's like more towards like, to me, like I like for stealth, I really liked Beyond Good and Evil and Batman.
Yeah, I mean it's really simplistic stealth elements. Like it's like, oh, there's like this camera, you gotta kind of, you have to figure out the way to move around it.
Or basically like Wind Waker, hide in the barrel.
Yeah, something like that.
Spotlights, yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like goofy little, like, you're playing as a fucking cartoon raccoon. You're playing as a cartoon raccoon, so. It's not really deep there. Alright, Tony. Give us one more.
I know what Foz is going to give as his number one, so I'm going to give Call of Duty Black Ops. I am super psyched for this game. I think I've watched the trailer remix with the Eminem song a good, like, 20 or 30 times. Like, I watch that all the time. That trailer is so well done. It seems like Treyarch may have finally, hit a home run. Like, I feel like their other Call of Duty games were good, but this one looks like it crosses some boundaries that some of the other games haven't crossed. For instance, actually allowing you to control, there's an on-rails helicopter sequence, and Call of Duty has always had like on-rails sequences, but you're never actually in control of whatever craft you happen to be in. You're always like the machine gunner or whatever. And this time you actually get to control the motion of the helicopter as you're fighting through the environment. So that should be cool. I don't know, it looks really good. There hasn't been a good Vietnam-era shooter in a long time, and I am super psyched for this one.
Plus, it has the RC car.
Yes.
Yeah, you're so retarded.
The multiplayer looks great. Some of those killstreaks look amazing.
No, Foz, in the game you can play with there's the RC car in the game.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Just awesome. Roll up on somebody and blow that shit up.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Yeah,
it has potential. The killstreaks are pretty unique. I like that.
And they're sticky grenades. I mean, it doesn't get any better than a sticky grenade.
No, sticky grenades are fantastic. So are we all picking that up?
I know. I am.
No, you're not getting it, Foss?
Not at the moment. Like I said, I have to make a choice between that or Medal of Honor, so... We'll see. It's a toss-up right now.
All right, we'll talk you into the proper choice there.
Yeah, I'll be getting Black Ops, and that is the right choice.
Great.
All right, Fozzie.
Well, who else has Reach as their number one?
I was going to skip it, but...
Okay.
Well, I knew you had Reach as your number one, so...
Yeah, so we might as well... Well, I'm going to talk about it. I've never thought of myself as a Halo fanboy until recently, I guess. It's actually one of the only series where I've beaten every single game that's in it. Actually, I haven't beaten Halo Wars, so I actually thought that.
What kind of fanboy are you?
I know, right? But
and now you can pick it up for like $20. You should totally get on that.
Yeah, I've got StarCraft too. Why would I even bother? Shut it.
It actually has a good story for an RTS.
Really? Oh god, oh, yeah. Okay, we'll buy it. But, you know, so, I mean, it's Halo. I mean, it's Bungie's last game. The whole story premise is something that I just dream of. I love to see the good guys fall at the end, so I can't wait to see and see how that happens. You know, and it, like I said, it's Bungie's last game. It's gonna have firefight mode in it, which is gonna be fucking amazing. You could customize it to like no bounds like you could last time. There's gonna be, the multiplayer is gonna be intense. I love the fact that they have those 1-in-4 customization, like special skills. I think that that's hella fun. I had a whole time, or I had a blast the whole time I was playing the beta for those 2 weeks, so.
That beta was awesome.
Yeah.
I put 17 hours into that beta.
I know. And it was there for like a week and a half or something. So, I mean, yeah, so like the jetpack is going to be great. I mean, just the whole story. And what I love about it is that, whether or not Master Chief is going to be in it, it just shows that this franchise can still live on without its main character. I mean, how many freaking games can say that? Like, how many games, like, Nintendo games thrive on those one main character. Without that main character in there, it's just not the same game. But Halo shows that they've made such a great atmosphere around this, like, just such a great game where you don't need to play as Master Chief. I never really even enjoyed Master Chief. He was just this emotionless fucker that just went around just overpowering everyone.
In Halo 3, when they start, like, injecting the emotion, it gets all weird.
Yeah, like, right.
The whole Cortana love story just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's a little awkward. It's like, what the hell? Are you going to have sex with a robot or something? I don't know. But, I mean, but with this one, like, you've got these real characters. Like, it feels like this is the game that Halo was always supposed to be. Like, this is going to be the greatest Halo game, and this could be a much bigger game changer, I think, in the gaming industry than people think. Like, I don't think it's gained enough recognition as that this game could be like Mass Effect 2 or up there with like Uncharted 2, you know, in terms of storytelling, gameplay perfection, and just overall multiplayer sweetness.
It seems like a lot of people are just going, oh, well, it's another Halo game, so, yeah. Like, it's going to be good, but...
No, this is Bungie's swan song, as you would say.
So have you guys seen the live-action trailers?
The one that came out today was so amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
I haven't seen it, so don't spoil it, please.
Yeah, I got to check that out. But, like, I wasn't even aware there was a story in Halo, and I've never been a big Halo fan. I've been leaning toward more, like, Call of Duty, but... The beta was so fun, I can't wait for this game. It's nice. My number one also.
Nice.
So, I believe that once Reach comes out, we should maybe reinstate Tuesday Night Battlefield.
Except with Halo.
With Halo.
Oh, yeah. I'm so
down. The Battlefield will be Halo, just not Bad Company, though.
Halo Field.
I'm going to make the prediction right now. Halo Reach will be the best-selling exclusive game of all time.
Ooh.
Of all time.
Over Wii Play?
I don't think Wii Play really counts as a game.
Alright, so
if you bundle it with your console, like, you're selling it, like, with the base console, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't count. But it will beat every other game that's come out before.
All right.
I'll say this, I know Call of Duty will beat it in sales, but Call of Duty's on 3 consoles, so...
Right.
Yeah. Alright, nice. Tony throwing out some big words there.
That's a bold statement. I think you could eat your words just like Mr. Mass Effect 2 over here. You're saying it wasn't ever going to PS3, then surprise the next day. So,
I think the top-selling game of the year is going to be Donkey Kong.
Dude, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if Halo Reach can beat out exclusives like the Nintendo's and stuff. I think between Sony and Microsoft, it could be the biggest exclusive, like, over Uncharted 2 and up until recently Mass Effect 2, but I don't think it's going to beat, like, Super Mario Bros. Wii or something like that.
I think if you look at the top-selling games of all time, I think that Halo ODST is in the top 5. I think Halo 3 is there as well. So,
really?
I mean, it's not that big of a jump to see it up there.
True.
And I feel like they've really built up to this one, and it being Bungie's last game, that it's going to get the notice that it deserves. And I think it's they've done enough with it to really pull in interest from everyone who will have a 360. And I feel like if you own a 360, you're going to be buying this game.
Yeah, definitely. Sweet.
Is somebody drying their hair or something?
I don't know what the hell that is. Sounds like somebody's driving.
Jeff decided to take off. He's gone. We'll see you. It's like, I've had enough of this Halo shit. I'm out of here.
Fuck Halo. all right, we'll just jump into my final one, and then Jeff can rejoin us. Obviously, Halo Reach would be... It is my most anticipated game, actually. But since we already talked about that, my next most anticipated game would be Rock Band 3.
Huh.
I'm really looking forward to that. Rock Band 3 is awesome. Keyboards? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Is there any other reason to get it? Like other than the keyboard? Is that enough?
Well, yeah. Plenty. But, I mean, the Pro Guitar is awesome. The fact that they're adding keyboards actually adds a whole lot to it. But they're going to have the three-part vocal harmonies, which were in Green Day Rock Band and Beatles Rock Band. So
yeah, I mean, I kind of like the fact that it's coming out because I could finally get Rock Band 2 at a budget price. Although every time I mention getting a music game, my wife gives me a funny look. So
they're so much fun and like... Especially for parties, so yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's actually the only game I want to review for Hooked Gamers this fall. I'm sure I'm going to review a whole lot more than that, but it's the only one I actually want to review because I've reviewed all 5 of the other console games. So,
Jesus. Oh, that's the answer to your trivia question. I was wrong.
Yeah, I gave the answer. You must have missed it.
I missed it. Yeah.
It's like, but, it's not SmackDown versus Raw. Some other games that came up on the list, though, not gonna actually go into them, but, that were suggested by some people were Golden Sun, Dark Dawn. Don't know anything about that. Beggar89 mentioned that one. Sean from T-Bag Radio mentioned, Majin and the Forsaken Kingdom. That's another one I have no fucking idea of.
It's got to be a JRPG. Or Sean, it's got to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be terrible, too, and Sean's going to nominate it for Game of the Year.
Another one that Sean put up there. Actually, he said this was his most anticipated game of the year. That's Dance Central.
Dude, he's genuinely excited for that game.
I am
which
too.
Which is
going to
be awesome. Because
I don't want to pay $200 to play it. That's my only problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe I can like pass that off as a gift to my daughter for Christmas.
Right.
Like, I bought you this, sweetheart. Now get out of the way.
Dude, yeah, it'd be sweet though, man. I can't wait to get drunk with Sean one time and then plug that in and watch his redneck ass like fucking dance into Gwen Stefani's.
You know at PAX East we're so busting out the Kinect and Dance Central, so they're gonna be coming
back. Oh, no.
You guys knock it the hell off. What the hell, we're having a dance party here. Can't you see?
Hey, when is PAX East? When and where?
Should be the end of March.
Yeah.
In Boston.
Alright, yeah. I'm gonna try to make it, guys.
Alright.
I want some Dance Central action.
Dude, I would love it.
Let's see what else. Force Unleashed 2 came up a couple times. DC Universe Online came up multiple times. I'm not so sure about that one, but we'll see. Kirby came up a few times. We didn't mention that at all, I don't think. Okami on the DS. Fable 3. None of us mentioned that either. It's a pretty big game.
Because we're all sick of Peter Molyneux.
And his bullshit.
Those games suck. I'm sorry.
GoldenEye came up earlier, but just in reference to that other bullshit 007 game coming out. Some people recommended, like, said they were anticipating that. Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep came up, and one on here that I have never fucking heard before. Gray Matter. It's evidently an adventure game that came up from a Roll... I can't even say his name. Is it Roll Maginer? Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, so there's a lot of games coming out, and I think we're going to have a good fall coming.
I feel broke already.
Yeah, this fall is probably the best since, like, 2007, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of cool shit coming out, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2007 when Halo 3 came out, Jeff?
I think so. Yeah.
2007 was Halo 3, Assassin's Creed 2, Mass Effect, Bioshock, what else came out that year? Somebody help me out.
Was that Call of Duty 4, too?
Galaxy came out.
Yeah, Call of Duty 4. Yeah, Galaxy was that year, too.
It was a really good year for games. I just hope we don't pull up 2009 here and delay half of them until next year.
Yeah, because, I mean, I actually want to play all these games right now. Last year it was like, I don't know, push it off.
Yeah, I feel like they were already delayed by the time we got here last year. Like, I feel like most of these games we're talking about are locked in at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the only one that really we didn't know was getting delayed was Alpha Protocol, and they just never told anybody. Like, it was a week before that game was supposed to come out, and there was still no news on anything. Then, like, 2 days before, they're like, oh, yeah, that's not coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. I still remember some customers like, what the fuck? I came here to pick it up. I'm like, it got delayed yesterday.
It's ridiculous. Nice. Yeah, the first 8 months of this year have been amazing for games, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
It can only get better.
Yeah, so that about does it. We're going to let Fozzie go to sleep.
He's probably asleep already. Fozzie, wake up.
I'm awake. I'm awake. Slowly but surely. We don't have any reader mail or anything?
No, there's no real reader mail.
We try to discourage participants from our listeners.
Yeah. Actually, we hate our listeners.
Yeah, it happens. All 10 of them. Screw you guys.
Well, speaking of reader mail, if you want to send us questions, comments, you want to yell at us or whatever, just send it to a perfectly sane at vagary.tv. That's our official email address. All four of us will get that if they check their email account. So,
wait, email?
Yes. You all have email accounts. So, all right. I believe we are losing Fozzie. So, yeah, check out all the other cool podcasts on vagary.tv, like Game Over and the New Kateers and all that shit. There's some other ones on there. I can't think of them right now. Follow us on Twitter. It's a PSane Show. And follow Vagary. Is it just Vagary TV?
Anybody? Yes.
Yeah, follow that.
We're giving away an iPod Touch, I believe. It's now at 3,000 followers.
3,000 followers. And they're at like 500 something. So.
Dude, we're not even at 500, I don't think. So hopefully we get there.
But get us to 100. Get us to 100, and I will send a random copy of Deadly Premonition out to one of those guys. So, follow our shit. And rate us on iTunes. We're back up on iTunes. Takes a little while to get there. But.
Nice.
All right, guys. It's been fun.
Absolutely.
Sir.
All right, Foz. Go to sleep.
I'm 10 steps ahead of you. Good night, peoples.
I'm in the living room and I'm scared to death that my aunt's going to come out here and bitch at me. That'd be a nice little segment, right? Auntie goes to timeout.